Yes, here we are again another day committed to picking a fight with the mainstream media and providing you the timely truth centered around real estate, credit, finance, book publishing, and so much more. You're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show. In studio is Tara Richter, Richter Publishing. Welcome back in.
Yep, good to be in. Today we're going to talk about our Author Awards Gala coming up October 20th and our next book that's going to be released.
Excellent. I love it. Yeah, it's we're about ready to go ahead and unleash this thing. I'm excited about it.
You need it.
We're in studio now talking with Tara Richter of Richter Publishing, and we've got a new book coming out. We're real excited about it. Just got the proofs in, and it's going to be finalized in the next week or two. Very excited about it. And Tara, awesome. Yep. Awesome job.
Yeah, I think it looks really good. You know, obviously the concept is becoming the MVP of your industry by surfing the radio waves like we are here today. So I think it's a unique concept, you know, of how to start your own radio show, how to market it, how to get your partners, pretty much everything that you do here. So it has a lot of unique content for people. And I think, you know, it's a different idea to get yourself out there into the marketplace in a different way, you know, other than buying advertising. You know, obviously social media is really good as well, but then also radio too. So I think there's a lot of great content for people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's radio. We have, you know, thanks to our friends at Tampa Bay Multimedia as well. Josh Vazda, John Gasson do a great job. We've got, you know, a camera in studio. So we've got a TV version of the show. We've had it on broadcast television. We're going back to broadcast very soon on this TV Tampa Bay and other outlets. So it's a radio show. It's a TV show. It's a great marketing platform. It's a way that you can have a distinct advantage over your competition. Just yesterday, I got a call from a, you know, prospective agent looking to change teams coming over. He said, you know, he loves the style. He loves what we're doing. He's, you know, he's heard the Grant Cardone interviews, and he says, you know, that's where I'm looking at. You know, it's innovative, and it's something that's new and refreshing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, you know, your book will obviously be out here soon, and it'll be featured at our next Author Awards Ceremony and Book Gala.
Nice.
Which is going to be October 20th at Cooper's Hawk Winery. We have about 15 authors that will be showcasing their books, all new authors for the very first time, so that's always really exciting.
Cool.
You know, we have some really great titles that, you know, obviously they're all like nonfiction business books, some like personal memoirs. We have a really good plethora of information for people, you know, to come out. And right now we have early bird ticket sales. It's only $35 per person, and that includes all your wine and unlimited appetizers. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Very cool. I mean, $35 plus you get to see all the awesome books that are released.
And exactly. You know, and it's all local authors here in the Tampa Bay area. We only have one that's from the Philadelphia area, and he actually was the inventor of the Cosmo Finger Guard, and he has a product. That product is on As Seen on TV. So he has a business book as well called Nothing Happens Until the Meeting's Set.
That's right.
So it's kind of, you know, all of his philosophies that he used in business, how he got on, you know, As Seen on TV. So he's going to be flying in. So that would be really cool, you know, that he's going to fly in and have his book here for sale, too.
Very cool. Yep. And you know, it's a way that you can reach out to Tara Richter and her team. They make the process absolutely pleasurable. And, you know, we have, you know, opportunities. There's different packages that you offer. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I think I've done that on previous shows. But, you know, so there's ways that you can, you know, if you want to write the majority of the book yourself, you can. If you have, you know, the affinity and you're real busy like myself, you know, you can sit down and Tara and her team will come in and they will basically kind of ghostwrite it for you. And I'll let you explain more of the process.
Absolutely. You know, we have all different kinds of packages to help people throughout the various processes. We can either write it for you, you can write it, we come in and edit it. You know, we have PR packages, we have social media. And another cool thing at this year's Award Gala is we're going to be raffling off 5 golden tickets that is going to have a percentage discount on a writing and publishing package.
Cool.
So, yeah, at the gala, you can buy tickets, you know, $5 each, and you can get anywhere from 5% off, 10%, 15%, or 20%. Person off your total package. So that's something cool we're going to be doing this year. And also, something I'm going to announce at the gala is that we're going to start a writing contest. So this year, we're going to basically implement a writing contest where people from anywhere, really, anywhere all over the world, could write 20,000 words, and then they'll have a deadline to submit that manuscript, and then we'll go through, you know, with my editorial staff and read, And the best one will actually win a free publishing package from us at next year's gala in 2017.
That's pretty cool. So it gives you an opportunity to, or it gives entrepreneurs out there and writers and authors is an opportunity to, you know, hey, you know, put their best foot forward, knowing that if they win, if they're selected, you're going to help them out and get it published.
Yeah, we'll get it published for free. So we're going to start doing that once a year now. But, you know, we'll have all the details and everything at this year's gala, you know, for all the information and the guidelines and all that stuff. So if people come out this year, they'll get all the info and then, you know, when to submit it for next year. And the only catch is, in order to win, you have to be present at next year's gala.
Yeah, you got to be present to win, because we want the support. You want everybody there. You want to be supported. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. So we've got our book coming out here as well. And, you know, give a shout out as well to Connor Anthony. He helped out a lot with this book, and he's got kind of the perspective of a show producer in the book as well. So it's, you know, you want to have that team. It's all about the team. You know, when you think about the quarterback show and the things we've done in our career and where we're at now, it's all about surrounding yourself with good people. So
absolutely,
you know, big shout out there as well to our team and our growing team at Platinum MVP Realty. We're looking for great agents that might want to, you know, grow their career, expand their career, kind of, you know, shift it up and have a different USP, your unique selling proposition is the big thing in the industry when you think of from an entrepreneurial standpoint these days. So important to be different and stand out.
Yeah, absolutely. So a book is a way that you can do that. You know, it's your calling card. You can give it away to clients for free. Because no one's going to throw a book away. If they do, there's something wrong with them. Never throw books away.
Yeah.
If anything, they'll give it to someone else.
Donate,
you know?
Yeah,
absolutely. So yeah, you know, it's just, we've been in business now. We're going into business for 3 years. We have almost 40 titles published, with 10 of them becoming bestsellers. So, you know, I mean, we're just ramping up and, you know, getting more and more authors every day. So
nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah, it's interesting. And that idea of walking into a listing appointment or a sales presentation, and instead of handing out a business card like traditional or maybe a brochure, you know, I sit down with my clients, my listing clients, and I'll say, hey, you know, here's a signed copy of my book. It's all about consumer advocacy, my previous book. And it's about, you know, helping people. Everything we do at our company and all of my companies is about paying it forward, helping people, and being that consumer advocate, helping people avoid, you know, commission-based advice, you know, making them more street smart and kind of giving them the helicopter view in the marketplace.
Because really, in this economy, you know, it's a completely like different economy. So the whole thing to do as a business owner is to give away all of your knowledge for free, or
exactly,
in a book for $20. And then the whole thing is, people read it, they'll be like, wow, this is great, but I don't have time to do this myself.
Right.
So then they'll come back and hire you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You know, that's a big point. Maybe we'll elaborate on that in the next segment as well, Tara, where, you know, it's more of a collaborative, easy for me to say, economy out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So the more that you can collaborate with others, look at the model that we have with the show, and it's in the book as well, where we have 80 partners, you know, and each person is an expert at their specific category and function in life. Accountants, CPAs, financial advisors, attorneys, multiple attorneys, and estate sales, home inspection, you know, right on down the line. And it's a way that we all collaborate together. We work hard to make the pie bigger, and then each person's piece of that pie is going to be respectively bigger as well.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
So yeah, we love it.
We're having a lot.
And you know, a lot of good things to talk about here, Tara. You know, there's a lot of positive momentum with your company, with our companies. We're real excited. You know, there's such a vibrant feel in the air here in Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the cool thing is that, you know, my publishing concept is a lot different than, you know, versus traditional publishing. So I actually, you know, work with people all over the world. I actually got an email from a lady in Denmark who is flying into Tampa.
Nice.
And going to meet with me to discuss her book. And so, you know, I just have to ask, I'm like, is there nothing like what I'm offering out there in other countries? And she's like, no. Which is just, it's really cool and exciting, you know, that we do things differently, you know, that we're like your one-stop shop. Because a lot of traditional publishers, you know, they're not going to help you write the book. it's like they have these specific requirements, like you must give us a, you know, professionally edited manuscript
right.
that you submit a query and it sits on somebody's desk and piles up.
Right.
And then somebody goes through and decides, no, you know, and you get a rejection letter after rejection letter. Where, you know, with my company, we sit down with you and we create the book mm-hmm. with you so that we know it's going to be a good read, you know, so we're not really necessarily accepting and rejecting manuscripts per se. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more like the scope of the work. And I don't like doing query letters. I don't like doing those kinds of submissions. Mm-hmm. I actually do, you know, the free 30-minute phone consultations.
Right.
Because I want to meet the author. I want to know who they are because we're going to have a relationship.
Right.
So I want to know that we're a good fit, you know, personality, you know, just like work ethic, like all that kind of stuff. It's like the whole roundabout thing versus then, oh, I'm just looking at, you know, a manuscript.
Yeah. If you want somebody on your team, you want to pre-interview them. You want to find out because you're going to have this mm-hmm. ongoing relationship with whether it's, you know, releasing the book, the process of working with the book, or, you know, having these cool parties that we're having on October 20th over at Cooper's Hawk.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's interesting.
Exactly. Because, you know, also I don't really know of any publishers that gives awards out to their authors.
Right.
So, you know, I started this concept 3 years ago. So we're going into our third annual Author Awards Gala and book launch, which is, you know, my one big party to promote all of my authors that published that year, you know, get the books out, get a lot of people in, you know, get like TV and radio, and then to actually, you know, give awards. Because, like, I mean, why shouldn't we be, you know, giving awards to these people that are making a difference in the community with all their stories? Because once again, you know, it's nonfiction. So these are stories of, you know, people being in horrific car accidents, you know, winning lawsuits, just really inspirational, motivational stuff. So,
wow.
You know, you're not going to come in and get like 50 Shades of Grey. You're actually going to get content that you can read that's going to help you advance in your life.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I like about it as well is you're taking, you know, if someone is inclined to write a book, they're going to have some, you know, strategy behind why they're writing the book, some nuggets of advice, things that they want to do to pay it forward. And that's what we're doing with our book as well, is become the MVP in your industry by surfing the radio waves. And we have a whole coaching program behind that. Because, you know, it's literally changed my game. It's changed my real estate business, taking it to whole new levels. Mm-hmm. And it's all a function of, you know, having an idea, acting on the idea. I think that's the big part. Is it,
yeah.
You know, they say one of the jokes out there is, you know, the wealthiest place on the planet is the graveyard, because with it, you know, die so many great ideas that people don't act on.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So it's getting people motivated, you know, to go out there and do it. And, you know, I think everyone has a story to tell. Especially for business owners, you know, how they started their business, why. Usually, obviously, it's a passion of yours and you really want to help people.
Right.
And like we were saying earlier, you know, this is a day and age of like where people can just do everything themselves. You can Google it. You can watch a YouTube video.
Right.
You can do so much yourself.
Yep.
So instead of keeping all your secrets to you, you know, you share them with the world and like, hey, look, here's my book on, you know, how to, I don't know, start a business, or like for you, start a radio show.
Yep.
Here's everything. Here's the blueprint. I'm giving it to you.
Yep.
You know, for like $15, $20. But yet most people won't do it. You know, 90% yeah. of people won't. Some will. Some people will read it, run with it. I'm that person. I'm a go-getter.
Yep.
I read something. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I run out and implement it right away.
Yeah.
You know, but a lot of people won't. But then you'll be an expert in that industry. And who are they going to come and hire? You, because you wrote the book on it.
Yeah, because it's hard. You know, there's certain things some people act in, and there's been many studies on success. And you know, one of the favorites that I listen to is, you know, it talked about is Dr. Edward Banfield. He's a sociologist out of Harvard, and he did a study on, you know, why some people move up the socioeconomic ladder faster than others. And it's the, you know, the time perspective. You know, when you're going into a prospective decision, you know, it's the time perspective. So the longer you look into the future, so, oh, it's hard to write a book, Tara. You know, it's gonna take some time, effort, and energy on my part. And you know, another point too that I hear is that it's interesting to see where, you know, many times wealth will skip a generation. In many times, you see it with fallen empires. You know, the Roman Empire, all these different empires. They get cocky, and then they don't have the same work ethic. So you mm-hmm. see movie stars or executives, and you know, their kids. they're not working as hard, and that wealth may skip a generation in certain cases.
Yeah, which is sad, but that I think kind of boils down to the entitlement syndrome.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like the parents probably were, you know, middle to lower class. They busted their butt to get where they were, and so they had a really good work ethic, and then their kids were born into what they had already accomplished.
Yep.
And they're like, well, it's already here.
Yep.
So what do I need to do? You know? And then, yeah, you lose it, and, you know, and then their kids are like, well, geez, this isn't fun. I mean, because you got to have some motivating factor, some driving passion to work the 200 hours a week, to like give up certain things, to just grind until you can get it done.
That's right.
And I think, you know, there's a certain person that can do that. And then there's certain people that just don't. And, you know, me, I have dreams where I'm working and I'm like, really? I can't even rest when I'm sleeping. I have to go off in my dreams and work somewhere. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's great, you know. And that's for myself as well. When I was growing up, it was working with dad, you know, so I knew that if I had to go out and work with my dad in the property preservation business, I think it's one of the hardest jobs ever. You're going out and cleaning up foreclosure homes, and you know how people leave those homes in what condition. So you're cleaning them up, cleaning them out, changing the locks, cutting the grass, tarping the roofs, whatever needs to be done to prevent the property from future damage, because that's why it's called preservation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, those are long, hot days, lots of grass cuts and those type of things involved. So for me, my brothers, you know, growing up, we grew up in that. And it was always, hey, we were in a sport, football, track, baseball, wrestling, whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have to work. So we always made sure we were busy with some type of a sport. But that's, you're right on point, is the work ethic.
Absolutely. And I think there's kind of a lack of that, you know, in this society, day and age. Like, I mean, I have been working since I was probably 12, whether it was like, oh, you want to go to the mall? Okay, mow the yard, you know? Like my dad, he's been in real estate his whole life. So then I was doing like his rents, and I was doing payroll, and I was doing other stuff, you know, at like 16 years old. And I mean, then my mom, like my first job was at Dairy Queen. She's like 14 years old. You're going to start working, you know? So I think it's kind of instilling those, you know, hard work ethics in kids when they're young. If like, even if you have money, make them work for something so that they can get a car, they can pay for their insurance, and they just have the appreciation.
That's right. Yeah, we've got a little checklist at home of, you know, did my daughter do this, and this, you know, and make them check off the boxes and make them work for it, make them earn it. And our nuggets of advice for the parents out there. We're going to go into our final couple of minutes here, Tara. We're going in and talking about consumer advocate tips, things to do, things to avoid, ways that our listeners can live a better life. In the lightning round.
Well, you know, like I said, at the Author Wars Gala, October 20th this year, you can get tickets, first of all, on my website, richardpublishing.com/events. The early bird tickets are only $35. And at the awards gala, you know, you will have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for our 5 golden tickets, which is percentages off of our publishing packages. So that's a really good opportunity. We only have 5 of them available. And then, you know, also with the upcoming writing challenge, where, you know, we're going to challenge people to write 20,000 words in their manuscript, submit it to us, and all the details will be available at the gala. And then we will pick one winner for 2017 to actually get a free publishing package.
Wow. That's exciting. That's cool.
It is, because, you know, it gives an opportunity for people, and there's not really like an age limit or anything, because, you know, I've had some kids in college come and they just can't afford the, you know, obviously the prices. So this would be an opportunity for someone like that who financially can't afford it, that maybe they'll win a free one and have an opportunity that they wouldn't, you know, therefore have. So,
yeah, it's interesting. You know, the way a book can come about. And, you know, I was watching The Wolf of Wall Street over the weekend, and, you know, crazy, crazy stories in that book. But, it, you know, it's funny how that book came about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the story, I don't know if you heard it.
Well, I watched the movie, but I'm not really sure like how it all came about. But it was just his life. And
well, the way the actual book idea came about is the guy went to jail, Jordan Balford or whatever. He went to jail, and his first suite mate or his first roommate in prison was Cheech and Chong, like one of,
oh,
I forget
really?
Which one.
Oh, I didn't know
like,
that.
And he's like, dude, you got to write. He's telling him all these stories. He's like, you got to write a book, bro. You know? So, you know, writing a book can change your life. It can change.
Absolutely. It changed my life. I mean, I wouldn't be here today. I never imagined I'd be running a publishing house.
Right.
Like, no idea. But it was because I wrote and published my first book like almost 5 years ago.
Yep.
You know, that first book got me on CNN, ABC, daytime TV, Fox, radio stations all over the world.
Yep.
And that first book was my ticket to success. Everything snowballed after that.
That's right.
You know, and now I have 40 publishing house, you know, going into like our third year. And it's just, it's an amazing adventure. So, you know, I mean, that's why I tell people, if you think you have a story or you have like an inkling, something that just keeps nagging at you to write a book.
That's right.
Or people keep saying, you need to write a book about that, freaking write the book.
Yeah, that's right. Don't wait. You know, do a, just a little bit at night if you mm-hmm. have to. You know, every night if you do a little bit, you know, incremental times. Here's our, I'm holding up for you, our viewers of our television show. I'm holding up the cover of our book as well. You know, become the MVP in your industry by surfing the radio waves. Richter Publishing, thanks so much for helping us with this. And we're real excited. Connor Anthony as well is co-host of the show and co-writing this book, is co-author, I should say. And yeah, parting words of advice?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the one thing I can say to people, if they are, you know, looking to start writing their book, what you can do is every day, wake up first thing in the morning and write 715 words. Mm-hmm. If you write 715 words a day for 28 days, by the end of the month, you'll have a 20,000 word manuscript, which is about the size of the book you have right there.
By the inch, it's a cinch. By the yard, it's hard.
Yeah,
so there
exactly.
you go. Break it down and incrementally. And yeah, so that's Tara Richter, Richter Publishing. And we've got that party coming up. They're the author award ceremony on the 20th of October.
October 20th.
And real excited about it. A lot of positivity, a lot of great things happening. Nice. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to My Daddy's Show right here on iHeartRadio. And please check out realestateradiotampa.com to buy or sell real estate and see all of his expert contributors. Thank you.
This is Warwick Dunn, and you're listening to the Real Estate Quarterback Show hosted by my man, Brandon Rimes.
Don't forget, Brandon is Tampa Bay's number one consumer advocate for real estate and financial advice. Visit realestateradiotampa.com or text the word VALUE to their consumer advocacy hotline at 813-917-1894. Call Brandon today, 813-917-1894.